Greetings, everyone, and welcome to today's edition of ILTA's Ask the Expert podcast series. I'm Christy Cole with ILTA, and we're here with Eric Lieber, the Director of Legal Technology at Toyota Motor Sales. Thank you for joining us, Eric.
Thank you very much, Christy. It's a pleasure to be here.
Legacy policies in the legal profession have required a save-everything mentality, but that was before the surge in the amount of data that users create, store, and share. As we continue to see new types of data, new ways of accessing data, new regulations for storing and securing data, and many more data-related developments, how do we keep up? And Eric, we'd like to get your insight in hopes of helping everyone tame the data explosion. So let's begin by asking why an organization should be concerned about the large amounts of data being produced, stored, and shared.
In the corporation, the more data that you have, of course, a lot of it's going to affect the bottom line. There are costs associated with this. The more data that you're storing, the more disk that you have to have. If you're running backups for disaster recovery and business continuity, you need to, of course, back up all these petabytes of data. So there's a lot of cost. You also are running into the issue, if there's huge amounts of data, is can you even get it backed up on a daily cycle within 24 hours and not affect the business unit? And if it does affect people, it, of course, affects their productivity. When we're talking about producing things, I'm going to take that more in a legal context. With respect to litigation and other things, we have to, of course, preserve all this data in case it contains potentially responsive documents. This data has to be then processed, reviewed, produced to the other side in a lawsuit. And, of course, the more data you have, the more documents, there's tremendous costs associated with that. So I think these are the primary concerns that we have today.
What factors have been most influential in the recent surge of data?
I see this from basically two sides. One is basically the IT technical side. The cost of disk has gone down. Backups have gone from tape to disk to disk. So that means physically you can store a lot more data at less cost than, let's say, you could 5 or 10 years ago. So that, of course, is one huge influential factor. Plus, now you can store things in the cloud. But what I really think is the driver is that people who whose job it is to work in finance and accounting or to sell or to provide services to our clients or to build automobiles, they don't see all the data that they're storing. If you imagine your dining room table, if you started putting on it all the different sorts of data that you're dealing with in a day, maybe you have the monthly reports, you have the daily reports, the yearly reports. Once you went through one cycle of a year, your table would probably be full, and since you need to eat, you would be clearing off these stacks of paper. Because everything's stored on a computer, in the disk, in the cloud, in the data center, there's no feel for how many things you're really storing, so you just keep pouring more in because you can, and then hopefully you think, if I ever need it, I should be able to go out and search and find it. However, in many instances, that's not the case. So I really think that's what the driver is at. It's just not transparent how much data people are saving.
That's an interesting analogy. I haven't thought of it that way before. What technologies do you use at your organization to help manage data?
We use a variety of technologies, of course, for our big systems that keep the business running, whether it's finance and accounting, our human resources system, and the legal department, our matter management system, our vehicle distribution system. These are all structured systems, as we know, everything that's been basically developed since the late 70s and early 80s that keep businesses running. So that's basically your structured data. This is what we use to generate reports. So the structured data really hasn't changed. The user interfaces have, but basically there's a screen. You can enter transactions. You can then run reports and query the data and get out what you need to know in order to answer questions and to provide a service. Then you have the unstructured data, which are the Word documents, the PDF documents, the Excel documents, PowerPoints, and everything else that you're doing that you're just basically saving to your computer or out somewhere on the network or in the cloud. To manage this right now, I know from my days at a law firm, we had document management systems to manage the unstructured data, and that was a very good way of managing this. Some corporations have enterprise-wide document management, other companies do not, but that is probably one of the best paths to managing unstructured data, being able to apply a retention policy, and even more importantly, to be able to find work product that you've done and then to reuse it. that's what I see have been the technologies for doing it, basically.
Excellent. And have you noticed new pressures influencing the way you have traditionally managed data?
We definitely have seen new pressures in the past few years. In my opinion, one of the big things are the new potential sources of data in the corporation. And I think a lot of that has to work around social media. You can have data now at Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and other social media sites. Another potential source of data is, as we're seeing, software as a service or storing documents in the cloud and cloud-based applications. Those are other sources that you have, and these are creating new pressures. There's pressures how you manage it. There's pressures from a legal obligation point of view with how do you preserve it, how do you collect it. And because, again, it's out of sight, out of mind, the data is growing. Plus, the types of data that you can place in social media sites is so much more than just simple text or Word documents. You can put videos, you can put pictures galore, and all that now just really causes the amounts of data to increase. So those are the pressures that we're seeing today in the marketplace.
Certainly a lot of changes. One thing that I was wondering about are security demands. How have security demands influenced the way you manage data and access to it?
You know, there's kind of two sides to this. I believe you may be speaking with people maybe from law firms or consulting companies who are maybe storing client data plus their own internal. When I look at it from the corporation side, of course, we have a variety of factors. We need to protect the privacy of our customers and the privacy of our employees. We have confidentiality concerns. A lot of data that we generate is confidential to the company. We also need to protect our intellectual property. And so a lot of this is done, of course, through access controls and other ways of doing it. When we think about when we're storing our data, let's say in the cloud or with some sort of business partner, then what we really want to know is, where is our data, who has access to it, and what controls are being put in place? And that's really where it becomes important for us, to know that our business partners is taking as much care or even better care about our data than what we're doing internally. We just want to make sure that everything that's supposed to be confidential and private is kept that way.
Absolutely. And when it comes to managing the data, what's more important, the technology or the process?
And I think we could add in the people. I mean, if we're looking at the triangle of people, process, and technology, I was thinking about this and discussing this question with some of my colleagues earlier today. And I think really the process is going to be the majority of this. I think that if you have the right processes in place, you know, any process can be improved. And in our company, we believe in continuous improvements. Having the right processes in place, having the right people who can verify that the processes that we put in place are working, that they're logical, that they're not a burden on our customers, on our business users. And I think once you have those two things in place, then I know, again, having the right people, we are going to find the right technology solution to be able to implement those processes that will enable us to manage the data in the most efficient way possible.
Well, that makes sense. And my final question for you is, what's the one thing you have in place, technology, process, or maybe even the people, that is most helpful with your organization's data management efforts?
That's a difficult question and a bit complex. I think what I'm seeing and speaking with my colleagues from a variety of other corporations, law firms, and other vendors is we see this as an evolving process. We see that we need to have the people in place in order to explain in the corporation or to anybody else how important it is to manage all the data in a way that enables the business to thrive, for everybody to be productive, but yet not keep things that are not essential to the business. Because if you keep too much, again, how are you going to go out and find the essential documents? If you have 10 versions of a document somehow divided over 4 directories because you forgot where you had placed it, how are you going to find the one that you actually used to present to your boss to say, here are the budget numbers, this was my reasoning behind it? And so I think really it's having the people to help work on the process to identify what's important to the company, and then coming up with the policies and the procedures and the processes to implement that.
Wonderful. And we've come to the end of our time together. Thank you to everyone who's listening. Please join us again soon. And a special thanks to our guest today, Eric Lieber.
Well, thank you very much, Christy. It's been a true pleasure.